the Peace of Her Mind Center is important because it offers a safe space for the women and girls that are affected by the sexual gender-based violence. So this center offers from them support in a such a way that the survivors can come there and have a space where they can learn and they can be heard. So because at times when we don't share whatever we go through, we feel affected. But when you find a way or a space, a safe space where you can share your, you know, your psychosocial support, where you can have that, you'll be, you know, helped. So this is what the centers offer for the women and girls. Now, in normal cases or many cases, the survivors, main survivors, the challenge is not always the violence itself, but the absence of the place where they can live and actually they can be healed.
Mm.
So these centers actually offers that opportunity for them to be able to have that rebuilding of their confidence and also access practical protections and empowerment opportunity. Why did I say empowerment? Because as I've mentioned, this center, when you come there after going through the psychosocial support, we have opportunity to train them like in tailoring.
Mm.
And this tailoring also, there is also production of reusable center repairs that we have there. And they also, they get skills about income generating activities so that at the end of the day, they will be able to get their own income and then they start some businesses.
Mm.
So this is what we normally do in this center and why this center is very important.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give us an overview. How long this center has been in existence? And what are some of the success stories? Give us figures or statistics of how many people have been passed by this center and are now very productive and also contributing to the development of the society or the community.
Thank you very much. In terms of when the center started, as I've mentioned, we have women from South Sudan Council of Churches, from Presbyterian Church, and also from Lema Sisters. So we have been supporting these women for a long time, but this center has been created last year so that they can have a central place where all their income generating activities, the production itself can be brought to center. So it was last year that this center has been opened. So in terms of the success story, what I may say that so far we have a database of how many people have come to the center to access, you know, psychosocial support. We have already data in the center. I may say to reach around 200 people that have accessed the center. And then through it, there are women who have given actually their success story to us. After going through the tailoring, they were able to put meals on the table for their family. And there are others who are able to send also or pay the school fees of their children because through the centers, and then they open their own, you know, also tailoring that they are doing in the market, different market. And there are others that have gotten the skills about income generating activity. They're able to open small businesses alone for their own after gaining the skills about business skills within the center. So they have opened already small, you know, income generating activity for them. So you can even hear from the women right now that they are having training, they'll be able to tell you. For example, there are others that are doing, you know, liquid soap on their own. There are others that are selling the market. There are others that are doing tailoring also in the market. So it has produced, at least in this shortest moment, it has produced some number of women that are already doing their own, you know, businesses in the different markets that we have in Juba.
Mm.
Yeah.
Peace of Her Mind Center. Is it only based here in Juba or are there plans to replicate the same or similar facility to other parts of the country? Because when we talk about sexual gender-based violence or violence against women, it's not only here in Juba. We can talk of all the 10 states and 3 administrative areas.
At the moment, we have the center in Juba, but there are plans to extend to other parts of the state or the states, and it's going to be through the institutions that we work with. It's not going to be independent, but at the moment it's still here in Juba, but there are plans to extend to other parts of the country in future.
Mm. Anything that you think you may have skipped about Mission 21 or the Peace of Her Mind facility?
Mission 21 is a faith-based institution, and we are supporting Peace of Her Mind Center, like other institutions that we support, like the South Sudan Council of Churches, and also the Presbyterian Church of South Sudan, the Presbyterian Relief and Development Agencies that we support and also reconcile. So as Mission 21, we journey together with these institutions to see that how best we can, you know, work together where the government cannot reach to be able to support where necessary. So that's what we do as Mission 21. We partner with different institutions to support the community. So our role is just to support them. And also they are the one implementing, so we don't implement. So Mission 21 is a safe space, and anytime someone wants, we'll be able to pass by. It's located at Munuki, and when you pass there, you see the banner. It's called Peace of Our Mind Center. So when you have challenges, you have some stress, you can come there, you meet some people. We have counselors in the center that have that opportunity. You can have opportunity with them. And also we have the training sections where you can have that opportunity to see what kind of skills you can get from the center. Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty important. Thank you so much, Oeta.
Thank you.
Okay.